So hello and welcome to the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And I thought what I would do today is we're going to talk a little bit about a topic that, you know, gives some people hives. So we're going to talk about selling. And one of the things that I've been present to is that people who are sensitive and who care about others and who like to heal others, and really their heart just, you know, gets bigger when they're around people that need attention, caring, and affection. And so when this person becomes an entrepreneur, yeah, what happens when it's time to sell something? So when I even say that, do you contract at all? So look at your energy in your body when I talk about selling and what happens in your body. Do you get excited because you're going to help someone? Or do you get like contracted because if you offer it, they might kick you in the teeth? Right? And how many times did you ask for things when you were little and got told not to ask, or that's too big of an ask? Or that's ridiculous. That's the word that my mom used a lot. Erica, that's just ridiculous. And money doesn't grow on trees. Yeah, that was used in my house too. But if you look at oranges grow on trees, and oranges get money, so that's actually not even true. Plums grow on trees and plums get money. So not true, not true. And books are made from trees and they make money. So how many ways can you let go of your barriers to selling? Yeah. Just kind of ask some questions around selling today with me. I attended this really cool webinar this week, and it was on how to sell your books. And I realized I don't have book selling behavior integrated into my life, you know, basically at all. So that's a little bit, you know, dramatic, because I do have places where I tell people they can go get my book. So there are some things that are true. But as far as like actual physical behavior where I put my books in front of people and I ask for money for them, yeah, it doesn't happen all the time. Isn't that interesting? So I wonder where you secretly wish you could have more money and have been unwilling to put sales behavior into your life. Yeah. In like a practical, strategic way, so that it just keeps going and you're not always thinking about it. Yeah. So anything that stopped you from selling or making your gifts and products available to others. If you're an entrepreneur listening to this, then it's very likely that your success might have a relationship with sales. Isn't that cool? So just open up that place of knowing in your third eye, and just ask yourself to be shown some ways that you could have selling be easier, more fun, more joyful. I'm still getting easier. Yeah, and more integrated. And go ahead and just make some lists of ways and things you could do for selling that would be fun and easy and not painful. Although anytime you try something new, you can run up into the fact that your neurons aren't firing that great, okay, in a certain direction or a certain pathway or a certain area. So go ahead and just start looking at what selling could I do that would be integrated into my life in such a way that would bring me all the money I require and let me do what I love doing and let me be my gift of me. Yeah. Could I be my gift of me? And then are you asking for business? Are you asking for business? And go ahead and expand your energy out. You know, so often we get contracted when we look at selling. So go ahead and expand your energy out a little bit bigger and make yourself even bigger and make your energy even bigger. Especially if you have no idea what I'm talking about, go ahead and make your energy as big as a planet. Just ask, you know, we so often get told to be small, and it's really not working on the planet anymore for light bringers to be small. The planet requires our light right now, people. Yeah. And you know what? I have good news for you. I just got shown, okay, selling was a great topic. So I'm supposed to remind you that just you smiling changes the world. Okay, I just had to do that. So just you staying in a good place, even if you're not finished with everything you're supposed to be finished with, even if you're not perfectly skinny and perfectly rich and perfectly done with all the things you came on the planet to learn, all your books aren't published, all your books, future books aren't written, all your podcasts aren't yet created, all your dreams aren't yet actualized, all your love that you want to have in your life may not even be all in place yet. Okay, cool. Could you still change the world by simply changing the molecules in the room, any room you're in, with your own joy? Yeah. And once you're that, once that joy is coming out of every part of your being, I'll tell you what, selling is a natural side effect of that. And then don't be afraid to put selling behavior integrated into every, you know, whatever time frame it works. I have a beautiful author I published once, and she does retreats twice a year to beautiful islands. And she brings together, I think, maybe a dozen women, and they work on growing their heart connection. And she charges a nice number, not some crazy number, but I don't know, $1,800 or some decent, okay number, and brings together these women and helps grow their consciousness and their heart awareness, and their just gives them back to them on these beautiful retreats. And she brings her husband. And then usually, because they've done this beautiful retreat, they get a day or two free at the resort from, because the resort owners are so happy to be full the rest of the days. And so she sells like January and September. And she fills her events. I might have gotten the dollars wrong, but she does this twice a year selling, and then everything else is pretty much cake, like the icing on top of everything. Yeah. So what would that be like for you? Yeah. Just invite in new ideas for selling that aren't anything like you thought they would be. It's all different now anyways, you know. The people that need your stuff today, they may not have even heard of you yesterday. So anything you did yesterday doesn't count anymore. You get to start fresh right now. How beautiful is that? Well, listen, you know what? I am so glad you came today. Thank you for coming to my podcast. Thank you for listening. October, I'm pretty sure we're going to do some cool entity type of work in October, since it's Dia de los Muertos and it's Halloween and it's the anniversary of my mom's passing, and I know her spirit's always with me this month of October. So I believe we're going to do some nice entity work. And then November, we're going to do some parenting interviews. So we're going to have some really fun, creative parenting interviews in November. I'm really excited about that. And then we're going to have some Creating Business Beyond This Reality Telesummit related interviews this month too. So stay tuned to the Erica Glessing Show. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Head over to TheEricaGlessingShow.com for more stuff, for gifts and more interviews you can listen to. Thank you.